Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day. Hey, hey.
Together.
That's so funny. What is so funny?
We both did the tip.
Well, GarageBand has this weird metronome thing. It's awkward.
Why does it do that? It's like getting you ready, like chuh, 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 chuh.
Counts you in for music.
Stupid. Okay, anyway. Welcome. Welcome back. It's Lila. And James. James is a little... not feeling so hot right now.
I ate so much food, honestly. I feel like I can't breathe.
I don't understand why you ate all that candy, though.
I can't stop. I have a disease.
I think you do have a disease called
It's called Prader-Willi. And you just, once you start eating, you can't
Free
stop.
Willy?
Prader. Are you really cracking yourself up, huh? It's called Prader-Willi.
Yeah, you're about to be Free Willy. Fatty Taruch.
Painful. I couldn't stop eating.
And all right, well, stop yourself.
I'm gonna just sip the Alka-Seltzer. You gotta do this podcast
boy.
On yourself.
He's got fat boy syndrome. That's what that's called. I like him fat though. 250 and up. Ew! What is that? What is that?
I never had Alka-Seltzer before. It's really gross.
It's medicine. It's not supposed to taste good.
Anyway,
he just spit, like, let it fall out of his mouth just now. Just so everybody has an idea of what I'm dealing with.
It's on my lips.
Yeah. Is it? It is. Ew. Okay, back to the point. Shut the fuck up. It's Lila and James.
They know.
But mainly just Lila.
Yeah.
And this is the Laundry Day podcast. And I feel like I need to just let everybody know what this podcast is about and who it's for.
What's it about?
I don't know. It doesn't really have a purpose. It's just about life and current events and pop culture. It's also very vulgar and uncensored and unapologetic. So it's not, I'll tell you who it's not for, actually. It's narrowed down the people it's not for. So if you're one of these things, this podcast is not for you, and you should probably turn it off. But still subscribe. Just don't listen to it.
Just download the episodes and delete them later.
So this is not for the prude. So if you don't like sex talk or anything, that's... remotely, I don't know who's a prude that you could think of. My sister's a prude, but she still listens to the podcast. She kind of gets it. If you're sensitive, if you have sensitive skin,
what?
Or your feelings are easily hurt, don't listen. If you're the faint of heart, like you have a heart condition, like if somebody says something too fast or too vulgar that you might die, don't listen. And if you're politically correct and everything has to be, like, fact-checked, don't listen. Because nothing is ever fact-checked here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
James really might die right now.
I don't feel good.
All right. Well, don't think about it too much. Try to think about something else.
Okay.
If you leave this room to go throw up right now, I will disown you as a podcast co-host.
Why?
Because... get your life. Get your life together. Okay. So, what'd you think of the last episode?
It was fun.
It was good, right?
It was fun.
Special guest.
Yep.
How'd you feel about him?
He was good. It was our first run as a guest, but he was good. He was able to answer questions, and he wasn't really scared to answer anything. He gave us new info. He was good. It was a good first interview.
Yeah, he was awesome. We'll have him back, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you like the makeup talk?
It was, I'll tell you what, it was gripping. I was hanging on every word.
You're such a dick. Well, I'm glad he did it for us. Yep.
It was fun.
It was fun. I'm glad he did it with us and he enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. We ended up having like an hour and a half conversation after the fact. James left, but me and him had a conversation. It was really good and he was fun, and thank you for listening to it. I know it was two parts, it was kind of long, but it was definitely my favorite episode thus far.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool to do that, and it came out really well.
So we have a segment, if you're new to the podcast, called Old News. Since we only do the podcast like once or twice a week, we have to catch up on all the news we missed. James, I swear.
What?
If you are going to be sick, please leave the room.
I'm just going to stay. I'll just stand. I'll just sit here.
Are you okay? Like, drink the Alka-Seltzer. I know it doesn't taste good, but it's going to help settle your stomach.
It's making me feel worse.
No, it's not. It's going to make you burp. It's going to settle your stomach. You just ate too much. That's all it is.
Oh, too many mixtures.
You ate
By the
Whoppers?
Way, I don't know what Red Vines are trying to do.
It took me half the movie to eat that Red Vine.
They're trying to copy Twizzler, or they the original? It tastes like red wax.
It's disgusting.
Oh, and I ate the whole bag.
You ate the whole bag? No, you didn't. Yes, I did. You ate a whole bag.
Yeah. You know what, you're hurting.
You ate a whole bag of candle wax. You know that, right?
Yeah, and I didn't like it at all the whole way through. That's why I think there's something mentally wrong with me.
Mentally?
Yeah, it's a mental thing. To be like, I don't like this, but I'm just going to chew it and put it in my fat throat anyway. That's something mentally wrong with me.
But we know there's something mentally wrong with you because you put things that you're not supposed to eat in your mouth. Like bottle caps and money and
I don't put
pens.
Money. I never put money
and
in my mouth.
Keys and
keys,
paper
no.
clips.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
I don't put anything necessarily dirty like money or keys.
So you don't think that a bottle cap is dirty.
Yeah, I guess.
You also don't think that a paper clip is dirty.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, like, in my brain, it doesn't work out that way.
Like, I honestly think if a rock felt weird enough to you, you would put it in your mouth.
A rock? Yeah, probably.
Like, if it had some, like, nice edges to it, like some nice flat
if it was
edges.
Smooth, yeah.
You would definitely put it in your mouth. So don't say that you don't put things in your mouth that aren't dirty.
I like bottle caps because I like to, into my mouth, I bite them into like a canoe shape and then I squeeze it on my tongue.
You might be the strangest person that I know, and I'm not, that's not a compliment.
I take that as the highest compliment, so thank you.
It's not a compliment. Please keep drinking the Alka-Seltzer. Right. Cuz I feel you getting better. There's painkiller in it too. I mashed up one of my I don't have anything. I mashed up a Tylenol PM and put it, sprinkled it in there. Okay, anyway, back to our segment called Old News. So if you didn't hear me, old news is old, news that
yeah,
is old.
Yeah, we get it.
Okay.
Old news pretty much gives it away, buddy.
So let's talk. Should we talk about the oldest news first or the most recent news first?
Let's start from like yesterday to like old.
Okay. I like that. I like the way you think, bro.
Don't
so,
call me bro. Like, the person that I'm dating should never... You shouldn't call me bro.
Are we still dating? Like, I don't know if we're dating.
Of course we're dating.
I don't think so. I think we're kind of, like, going steady.
Yeah, but it's considered dating.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, start the news.
Okay, so the debate.
Yep.
Between our two presidential candidates.
Yeah.
Who voted for them to be the two that made it? I want to know. Like, who was, like, these two? Because I could have definitely thought of somebody better. Like, anybody else.
Doesn't matter.
Like, I know you're hurting right now, but I need you. I need you.
Well,
so,
honestly, the debate was just, honestly, it just proved how dumb Donald Trump is and how influenced Hillary Clinton is.
Influenced how?
Just what she's saying is just, she goes back on her words that she said when her husband was president, and everything is a very generic statement, and it was really awesome to hear them talk about how they're going to fix social injustices in poor communities, because they both had no idea what they were saying.
I think that Trump-Clinton round one was entertaining, but... I don't know if it's supposed to be that way. Like, the facial expressions that Trump was making. And also, I tweeted this. I've never seen someone's mouth so closely resemble a butthole. Like, his mouth literally looks like an asshole.
His whole face has a bunch of features on it that look like other body parts.
Like, his eyes look like lips when they're closed.
His neck, honestly.
Neck looks like a vagina. 100%.
I would either say a vagina or, like, a scrotum. And it literally, like,
or a little bit of both, like a hybrid.
Yeah, I guess like a transgender. But no, it was it was tough to watch because this, more than any other debate or any other presidential campaign, felt like they were just lying through their teeth through for everything.
I don't know if I felt like they were lying, but like their argument is that the other one is always lying. Like Trump's like Clinton's lying, Clinton's like Trump's lying, but they're, at the end of the day, they're politicians. They're both gonna lie.
Yeah, like, but like no, one's, but this is different.
No one's like being honest, like but Lincoln.
This is different. Lincoln wasn't honest either. So
he was honest, Abe.
No, because when he freed the slaves, he said he really didn't care if they were freed or not. But anyway,
damn.
This one,
is
no,
that
but
a direct
this
quote.
Yeah, this one. Yes, it is. This one was telling lies. But like last week, they said the sky was blue, and then that night they were saying the sky is green. You know what I mean? Like, it was that close together where you could have pulled
it. They said
it.
That?
Yeah, they think the sky is green, which is scary for our future.
That's a really... that. If they think that, we got more issues.
So, you know what I mean? So...
excuse me.
It was like stuff you could pull up on YouTube and be like, look, he said this yesterday, and he's saying something different now. So, you know, whatever.
I don't know, like... Is the debate supposed to sway people one way or the other? Because I don't know if it did that. I think it might have just kept people in the, like, these are the two that we have to choose between. Like, not, like, being able to pick one side or the other because it's really hard. It's not really that hard. You either pick Trump or you pick the other one.
Well, that's, I mean...
and the other one is probably the better choice.
That's the weird thing with politics is that you're never going to find one person that coincides with all of your beliefs. Exactly.
No, exactly.
Like, that's why presidential parties in general is a stupid concept. But I guess what I take from the debates and previous debates, and I don't vote, so whatever. But what I take from it is actually hearing it come out of their mouths what their policies are going to be for certain things.
And I didn't hear them talk
it's
about
all
any
it's all lies
though.
Anyway, but I like to hear it. No, well, they talked about fixing the debt crisis and all that stuff.
The Trump trickle down?
Yeah, but the trickle down has never worked.
Well,
but
that was what he said that he's gonna do. So
yeah, so whatever. I
you
mean,
don't want that.
I don't believe any of it at the end of the day. And
well, we're not talking about believing what we're talking about the debate itself. So you don't believe the debate because it happened, and what
okay.
I thought. Okay, what did you think? Your overall thought after watching it, even though you fell asleep like 30 minutes in, what did you think about it?
One word or like a sentence?
I don't know. Whatever fucking comes to your mind first.
I thought it was just silly.
Silly and entertaining is not how you want to describe a political debate. Political? Presidential? Same. Whatever. Same thing. Those words should not describe mm-hmm. the debate. But they do. Here. That's how we're describing it. If you think differently, let us know. I want to hear what you guys thought. So some more black men were shot by police. We didn't talk about this. If you didn't hear...
I'm honestly so uninformed on both of those.
Okay, so...
I'm not even going to say an opinion on either of them.
I'm not really going to say an opinion on those particular incidences because we have a whole Black Lives Matter episode. And if you want to hear what we think about Black Lives Matter, listen to the episode because I'm not really going to... divulge into this because it'll be a whole episode.
Do you know the stories?
But yeah, I know both stories.
Right, give them to me quick. Go.
I don't remember
wow.
who's who.
Wow.
Though. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
Do you know the stories? Yeah. What are the stories?
Okay, so Terrence Crutcher, right? His car broke down in Tulsa,
I think.
This
is the one that was high on PCP?
That's not proven. Nobody said he was high on PCP. He wasn't doing anything. He was just...
No, that was proven.
It was proven?
Yeah.
So for someone who wasn't informed on... each story, you think that you have facts about one of the
stories. No, this one I know about.
Oh, so this one you know about.
This is the one that went back into his car.
He didn't go into the car.
Okay, then I don't know. Go ahead.
You don't know anything, clearly.
Okay.
So, Terrence Crutcher, car broke down. He was looking for help. Police came up. He was walking back to his car, arms up, window closed, didn't reach in no window, didn't reach in no car, shot dead. The other one went back into his car or backed toward the car. I don't know. They haven't released the footage
on
that
one. Was high.
That one, they said, I saw like comments saying that he looked high or Something like
that. One of them was proven to be high. I don't know which
one. It wasn't Terrence Crutcher, because they said they found PCP in his car, but I don't know if that's verified. I don't know what it is. Doesn't even matter if they found PCP in his car, because he wasn't being arrested for anything. He was just living. He was just walking because his car broke down. There's not a reason to shoot somebody. And I made this a point on Facebook, is that you guys, not you guys, but people in general are so desensitized to murder that you will try to justify police shooting and killing people. They're murdering people. Like, you see it on TV every day. You see it on the news every day. That's why you think that it's no big deal. But these people are being murdered in cold blood. They're not being arrested. They're not being detained. They didn't commit any crimes. They're just being seen and being thought. The person on the other side of the gun is being thought that their life is in danger. Their life is not actually in danger. You know? Mm-hmm. Whether this guy was high on PCP, whether or not he reached to his pants to pull them up because they were falling down, doesn't give you the right to shoot and kill somebody. When you don't even know if he's committed any crimes. You don't even know if he's done anything wrong yet. You just think your life is in danger because you see his skin color. That's not okay. It's not okay. And if you think that that's okay, I don't know what to tell you. You think that black lives don't matter then. You think that only white lives matter.
Okay, next.
So you're just going to brush that off?
No, I thought weren't going to rant about it.
I'm not going to rant about it. I just told you I didn't want to divulge too much in it, but you wanted me to talk about it, and I talked about it. But that's all you have to say? Because you're kind of on the White Lives Matter kind of, like, looking right now. So do you think Black Lives Matter anymore or no?
Who said I didn't?
I'm just wondering.
You said everything I need to say.
Okay.
It would be annoying.
I spoke for both of you?
It would be both of you? Both of us. It would be annoying if I repeated the same exact thing you just said.
It would. So don't. Moving right along. So there's a celebrity prankster. I don't know his name, because I don't care. But apparently he's assaulted Kim K. Assaulted with quotes, because to be assaulted...
He assaulted her?
I don't think he assaulted either of them.
It's about fucking time somebody assaulted
her. He assaulted Kim K. and Gigi Hadid. And he...
Who is Gigi Hadid?
Hadid.
Who's that?
A model. Who that?
Who is that?
She's a model.
Oh, I know that name sounds familiar.
Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid, they're sisters.
Oh, wow. They just
and they're models. So, Kim K was walking into a restaurant, and the celebrity prankster, whatever the fuck his name is, came up behind her and tried to kiss her ass. And then Gigi Hadid he picked her up from behind, like almost like a baby cradled. And she elbowed him in the face. Okay, so what I have to say about that is...
Who cares?
Oh. Who really... Why is that news? Like, why did I have to hear about that? Because I really don't care. But I'm not saying that that should happen to them. That shouldn't happen to anybody. Nobody should touch anybody without permission.
Hold on.
Let's just listen. It's a nice sound.
Okay,
James just took a piss right here in the studio. So... I don't know. I think that this celebrity prankster should do something like prank worthy, but he's not really pranking them. He's really just being annoying. And I'm not here for it. Hmm. Did you see the video?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Kissed her ass or something?
He tried.
That's kind of funny. I would have to see it.
It's not that funny, actually. It was kind of like...
You know what's funny? Is her ass.
It's not...
That's definitely
really
fake, right?
Funny to me. It's definitely kind of fake, right? It's kind of gross looking.
It's definitely fake, right?
I don't know when you say fake, I don't know what that means.
Implants?
Like, I don't think she has butt implants. I think she's had plastic surgery, like a Brazilian butt lift, where they take fat from your back and they put it in your butt.
Oh, maybe. What's the difference?
Implants are like breast implants, where you would take like a silicone patty and put it in your tit. I don't think she did that to her ass, because she's got that kind of shelf thing going.
That's so
And
gross.
I don't know if that's like... genetic.
It's so
or
gross.
What that is.
Imagine that thing in like 40 years from now, what's gonna look like?
I think she'll figure that out when she gets there. Like, she'll probably like take it off.
Yeah, but if the skin's
like,
gonna be
suck all the fat out.
And the skin.
She's got money to do whatever she wants to do with that skin. She could just pay somebody to cut it off.
I guess.
It's kind of disgusting how much money they have, right?
It's kind of crazy. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, Are the Kardashians just smarter than everybody else? Or are they, you know, the conception of them is that, perception of them is that they're dumb and they, you know, they're just making money off of nothing. Or are they just really geniuses? You got to think at some point they're not that dumb. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think that they're definitely not intelligent people because Kylie thought a pig was a chicken.
Is that a chicken? No. I don't think that. I don't agree. I think they're actually smart. They have to be.
I think they're intelligent business people.
Kris Jenner was making money long before the kids were around.
So she might be smart. She might have something going for her. The other ones, though, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I want to be a part of it, though.
Yeah.
How do I get into the Kardashian lifestyle?
You bleach your skin. You get a big, ass. Like huge.
I don't think that that's what made them famous, though. Like, white skin and big asses didn't make them famous.
Okay, give me what made them famous, then. Exactly.
Kim Kardashian sucking Ray J's dick and Ryan Seacrest being like, this family is everything. Like, Ryan Seacrest made them famous.
True.
So Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are getting divorced.
Boo-hoo. Who gives a shit? I don't know.
I don't get why Jennifer Aniston has anything to do with this.
Who says she does?
She was on, like, the front page of the paper the day after it was announced that they were getting divorced.
What paper? People magazine?
I don't know. New York.
Definitely not the New York
Times. Not New York Times. New York.
Not the Daily News.
New York something.
Post?
New York. Yes, New York Post.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was. And now they're going through some custody battle because they're saying that Brad Pitt beats his kids.
Whoa. They're saying that?
Yeah. Well, not beats his kids, but, like, has been abusive to them and, like... there's a lot happening. I don't really care. Like, why do I have to know about this? I don't feel like I should know about that. That's someone's private business.
Yeah, who cares?
Do we know about anybody else's divorce and what's going on? Because I'm pretty sure everyone beats their kids.
What? I don't think
everybody Like, I'm pretty does. Sure everyone calls their kid a fucking shithead to their face or behind their back. I don't know. And honestly, you do what you gotta do.
Boo.
You do you, boo-boo. But I don't want to hear about it. Like, I don't think I should know. But also, did you hear that Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne are not getting divorced anymore?
Yes.
Like, I'm so relieved. They've worked things out. See, that's why I fucks with them.
Another thing I don't care about.
Wow. So, I know you saw this tweet because we talked about it the other day. Name a more iconic duo... than Kylie and Kendall Jenner. I'll wait.
You got peanut butter and jelly. Salt and pepper.
Water and ice. Like,
wait,
I don't
who'd you
understand.
Say? I didn't even hear you.
I said water and ice?
No, I mean, who's the couple?
Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
No.
What do you...
Listen to
what are you saying no to?
That's the duo? They're not a couple, though.
Duo? I said iconic duo.
Oh, Ken. Oh, I gotcha.
What the fuck is happening? Are you good? Maybe you're on PCP.
I'm delirious.
Maybe I really should have crushed up some Tylenol opium in there. Wow. So name a more iconic duo. Iconic duo.
There's about literally, I think, every other duo. Me and you are more iconic, I think.
I thought of the best one.
Okay. This is a big lead if it better be good. let's just end the episode so you never have to say it. Because now you can't say it.
Why?
It's got to be really good.
Okay. Well, I have a bunch of them, but I just don't. Who said that? I want to know who said.
Probably them.
They were the most iconic.
Probably them.
Like, you ever heard of Salt and Peppa?
Pepper.
Or Casey and JoJo?
Salt and pepper, like the condiment?
Someone said the Jackson 5 minus 3.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Trump and Clinton. that's an iconic duo for you. So they're not iconic, and don't ever come to me with that bullshit. So our 1 year of the Laundry Day podcast is coming up.
Wow. That's crazy.
What's wrong?
Oh.
So October 12th will be our 1 year of doing the podcast. Actually, it's been more than 1 year. Sorry. It's been more than 1 year since we've been doing the podcast. It's because we were recording about a month or so before we put an episode out. So we've reached 1 year. I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, I don't know if I could do me and you. I don't know if I could do this podcast anymore. Like, why? I really think we have to sit down and have a conversation. What's about wrong? Where this is going.
Let's just have a
conversation. Because, like I said in the beginning, like, we're not dating. We're going steady. But now I feel like the steadiness is getting a little bumpy. This road is getting a little bumpy. And I'm about to throw up.
I've been about to throw up.
Okay. So let's just do the September birthdays and then... You can go throw up or whatever you gotta do. September birthdays. Let's start from the tippy top. September 1st, Julie Samuels, happy birthday. Remember Julie?
Yep.
Okay, you just say things. Dia, September 2nd?
Dia, yep.
Dia, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy times. It's crazy. Kelsey Pratt.
Oh, yep. Chris Pratt's sister.
Nope.
We know her.
That's... No, we don't. I don't even actually know if he has a sister. Kelsey Pratt, happy birthday. September 5th. September 9th is Greg from LIU.
Get out of here. Gregory?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually.
I don't know him.
You know him?
I don't know him.
Oh. Okay. Sharice Mack. Oh. September 9th. Oh, I mean September 8th?
Yep, September 8th. It was, remember Sharice? Last year? It was crazy.
Remember last year what?
Her birthday.
What happened on her birthday last year?
I don't know. I don't
exactly, know. Bitch. Edie?
I don't know who that is.
You know who Edie is. Here. Idiot. Edie. 9-8. Happy birthday. I wrote 9-8, but I remember September 8th. This fucking idiot. Dan? Salty Cheese Nibs?
Mm-hmm.
That's his Instagram name, Salty Cheese Nips. His birthday is September 11th. What a day. Brett DeJohn. Oh! You just spit all over the computer.
What made you laugh like that?
What made you spit? Looked at you when you had all this water in your mouth. I knew you weren't gonna drink it.
Yes, I was.
How are you gonna drink it like that? Who holds water in their mouth?
That's how I drink water.
Oh, you spit all over the mic. Oh,
God. Just leave the mic. It's fine. Oh, just finish my. Your
burger. Oh, I spit all over the paper. Oh, my God. You're fucking fired. Oh, regroup. September 12th, Brett DiGiacomo. I don't even know if I just said that. September 12th is also Rob Cruz's birthday. Oh. Katie's boyfriend.
Cruising down.
September 14th is Micheline's birthday.
Oh,
Micheline! Yeah. From Sunday Drinking Club.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? That's mm-hmm. how Daisy was conceived. Sunday Drinking Club.
Yep.
Next is a special one. This is a special one. You know who it is?
Who?
Alicia.
Who's that?
Who? Your girl's Dex.
Honestly, I thought that was her last name for the longest time.
Okay, so you thought her name was really Alicia, your girl's Dex.
No, I thought it was Alicia, your girl's Dex.
Alicia, your girl's Dex.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Happy birthday. Kiki from MIU.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. Happy birthday, Kiki. Siobhan. You know Siobhan?
Yep.
Her name is spelled Siobhan.
I thought that was her name.
Too. I thought that was her name. But her name is Siobhan. She was my roommate freshman year. Happy birthday, Siobhan. Tunji. September 22nd.
The name doesn't ring a bell.
Adatunja. Some weird ass names. Like, bro. Jelani. Turner, happy birthday, September 23rd. Your best friend's birthday, September 24th. What's his name? Number one fan of the podcast. What's his name? Say it.
I don't have a best
friend. Say it loud. Who, say it proud.
Who is it?
Hannibal.
I don't know a Hannibal.
Hannibal? Hannibal?
I don't know a Hannibal.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, so the next birthday is a test. 9/27. Whose birthday is that? Don't look at the list. Don't look at the list.
Whose birthday? My cousin Mary.
Oh, yeah. Good job. He looked at the list. Happy birthday, Mary. Adeline? 9/28. Happy birthday. She's Adeline. She's at the line.
Okay.
And Alex Jackson, 9/30. And last but not least, your fucking dad.
You're really cracking yourself up today.
At least I didn't spit all over the goddamn computer. All
right, I gotta go.
I gotta go too. Bye.